Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and in this episode, we are going to have a wee bit of an update about how it's going on my 7th 26 habit, which is trying to nurture a healthier relationship with my phone. I'm not going to say break an addiction, because the fact of the matter is, as I'm sure you do, I need to use my phone for work as well as for play. And so to try and put anything too stringent or strict in place would just be a path to failure, which is exactly what 26 Habits is not about. So I've tried to put this framework in place that will help me have a healthier relationship, less of a dependence on the phone. I was talking to someone about this the other day, saying, I use my phone to run my life. And as the words came out of my mouth, I thought, actually, is my phone running my life? Kind of a little bit, because I just reach for it when I shouldn't. So if you listen to the last episode, you'll know that one of the things that I put in place, one of the 4 things I put in place, was to have a very distinct start and finish time. And so that was, my phone goes on do not disturb between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. Now, among other things, that means that I am not reaching for it during that time. I put it in a different room. It's a signal, it's a sign saying, right, phone use ends here. But in addition to that, it also kind of secures me, hopefully, a good night's sleep, because my phone's nowhere near me between the hours of 9 and 7 p.m, which is when I usually, there's a window during that time when I try to get 7 to 8 hours sleep. And so far, it's been great. It's been actually very, very easy to do, and I've substituted my phone for books. So at bedtime, when I would normally jump into bed and scroll through Instagram for a bit, I'm now reading books. And I'm sleeping well. But with that said, if you've been following 26 Habits, and I hope you have, all of the previous episodes are available on The Pool and on iTunes. The intermittent fasting helped with that. That was habit number 6 that I've just completed and I'm still doing, which is only eating between 12 and 8 and fasting between 8 p.m. and 12 p.m. That really has helped with my sleeping. But also, one of my other previous 26 Habits was building in yoga into my nighttime routine. And from that, even though I, full disclosure, I'm not doing that every night, I am, since doing that, much more mindful about winding down. So I think all of those things, so limiting my phone use, intermittent fasting, and the relaxing before bed, have had a massive, massive impact on my sleep. As with anything, life gets in the way. And I didn't stick to these times of the phone going on do not disturb after 9 p.m. the other night, because I was out with friends, mainly because I had to call a cab, not because I was using my phone when I was out with my friends. And actually, that was something that I really noticed. Despite the fact that all 3 of us use social media for work and manage our own platforms, whether that's YouTube or a podcast like in my case, none of us checked our phones during the meal, which was really comforting and confirmation that it's possible to have a healthy relationship with your device and your friends and not constantly need to be grabbing for it or wondering where it is. Maybe it's because we're all over 40 and it was the first time we'd all been out in a while. But at the end, in my car home, the car that I ordered using my phone after midnight, thank you very much, I did think, well, that was a really lovely evening and our phones weren't even a factor. I think the only thing I did on my phone was I was talking about my hair. If you've listened to previous episodes, I've been talking about the fact that I've been using nothing but Nioxin and I've been feeling it's had a very positive effect on my thinning hair. And I showed my friends the before picture, and I think that was the only time I got my phone up. The other thing I've been doing, the second thing, is I've been setting my phone to grayscale. Now, Apps are designed to get your attention using colours and the way that they move, the way that you have to interact with them with swiping, etc. So the design is that you will use those apps 24/7. So everything, especially the colours they use in the interface, are designed to lure you in for longer. But if you set the phone to grayscale, then those persuasive cues are just, you null and void them essentially, kind of. This has actually been quite hard to maintain, and I have gone through periods in the day where I've switched my colours back on, but that's been mainly to post things to Instagram, just because if I've got my phone on grayscale and I'm posting a picture, I don't have a great sense of what it's going to look like to the people who are seeing it. So I switch my colours on for things like that. But I do find that grayscale makes the phone much less appealing. Like you, if you turn it on, you see the colours, and you don't then sort of stop tapping at apps. You do tend to sort of leave it, which is very interesting, I thought. The only thing I wish there was a function of, and maybe it is, I just haven't found it, is you can set your phone to be on Do Not Disturb between certain times. And actually during that time, you can also have something called night mode. And night mode changes the intensity of the blue light to something less aggressive. I wish that you could grayscale your phone between certain times. If that is a function and I've missed it, please do email the show. I'm on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. The third thing I've done is I've turned off all my notifications so I don't get a buzz or any kind of alert or prompt to let me know that stuff is happening or that I'm missing things that are happening on my phone. I highly, highly recommend that. It means I've checked my messages in batches, so I'll think, rather than feeling a vibration in my pocket or anything like that, I'll think, oh, I've got 10 minutes now, I'll look at my email. And what I've noticed is that because I'm actually thinking, oh, I've got time to give it my full attention, when I am picking up my phone and when I am responding to messages, I'm giving them all of my attention and I'm not sort of half reading an email. I'm terrible for someone saying to me, did you get my email, Emma? And I say, yeah, no, I did. It's about serum, isn't it? And it's because I didn't give the email my full attention, so I probably looked at the picture and remembered that, but didn't remember what was in the guts of the copy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
I think it's multitasking, but obviously not, because it splits my attention and I'm certainly not more efficient for it. But by not having those notifications on and by taking time to actually think, right, now I'm going to go and see what's been happening on my phone, I do feel like my attention is better spent and I'm not in that sort of thing where my mind is scattered. So I highly recommend turning off all your notifications and just checking in batches. The fourth and final thing was that I used an app recently to measure how much I was on my phone every day. And it's an app called Moment, and it was about 6 hours. So that's a lot, by the way, 6 hours of being on your phone in one day, even when you use your phone for work, is quite a lot. So I'll lazily Google while watching TV, I'll IMDb where I know an actor from, I maybe do some online shopping. I see something on Instagram, I swipe up, before you know it, I'm checking out something in a basket online. But for these 2 weeks, I've made a sort of packed with myself to put the phone down at mealtimes when I'm watching TV. I don't have it next to me on the sofa, or I'll put it on the other side of the living room, all of those things. And actually, the average, so bearing in mind I was coming in at 6 hours, the average since then, since I've been putting all those things in place, is under 4. I mean, it's still a high 3, but it's still under 4, which I'm taking as quite a big reduction. I still think using 2 hours of my day to do something else is really significant. So in just 1 week doing those 4 things, I've noticed that by actually taking a harder look at how I use my phone, I'm able to almost check myself before I fall into the trap of wasting time flicking between apps so that I'm not flicking between apps. So those 4 things have really helped. And also, just as it was the case with the 26 habit number 4, where I wasn't drinking, it wasn't just about saying, right, I'm not going to drink. It's about saying, well, why? And what are the reasons? And sort of looking inwardly as to what my relationship with alcohol was doing and saying, and was it healthy? I feel like the same thing's been true with my phone. It's not about cutting off use. It's an essential piece of daily kit that I need for my job. But just by saying, right, is this healthy? And are there things I can do that differently to nurture a healthier relationship with it, has made me react and act with my phone very differently. So it's worth having that chat with yourself. And if you want to find out if you need to have that conversation with yourself, I highly recommend you read Catherine Price's book, How to Break Up With Your Phone. There's a quiz in there that helps you assess quite how addicted, and I'm using air quotes in inverted commas here, it helps you assess how addicted you are to your device, and it's definitely a good starting point for figuring out quite how much you have to rein in your usage, if at all. Okay, I'm enjoying this. I feel like this is a very positive 26 habit. I feel like I'm going to come out the other side of this with a healthy relationship with my phone, and that can only be a good thing. Let me know if you've been trying to limit your phone use, or if you've reassessed whether your phone is the boss of you and how you're reacting to that, and if you're going to make any changes. Get in touch with me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, and don't forget, follow me on Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, and Instagram, where I'm also at Emma Guns. You'll see Insta stories, and I will be keeping you sort of live action updates of 26 habits over there. And if you want to have a wider conversation about any of the topics covered in 26 habits, which is keeping clear of alcohol, using meditation to calm down, using yoga to calm down, drinking more water, not drinking coffee for various reasons, money and the environment. If any of those topics are things that you want to talk about in more detail, please do follow the link in the show notes on Emma Guns, Acast and iTunes to the closed Facebook group. It's closed. You have to apply. I am the person who approves every single member, so I do it as quickly and as efficiently as I possibly can. You won't be waiting around long, but there are some great discussions going on over there. So if you are listening to this and you're one of the group members, thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Thank you so much for listening. I can't believe that we're nearly at habit number 8. Keep your eyes and ears peeled to find out what that is going to be. But in the meantime, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.